the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. We're a passionate show that helps you take control of your genes to live younger. In fact, there's a story this week on living younger and what does help you live younger or older. In this case, keeping a waist that's half your height or less makes you the equivalent of 8 years younger when you take into account the effect of blood pressure, the effect of diabetes, the effect of heart disease relating to obesity. So about 8 years. Obesity by itself, that is, if you factor out all the other factors, only about a two-year effect. But because it causes all the other problems, it is a big deal. But that isn't the main story this week. The main story this week is Harvard scientists believe they have found a mechanism, or the mechanism, by which calorie restriction works. And maybe we can do it without calorie restriction. That's the biggest story of the week. We're also going to talk about sick weather states, why some states have twice as much illness as others. Do you know that Americans spent $8.4 billion on fitness trackers sold in 2014, 50% of which are not used after 6 months? So the question is, how do we motivate people to still use them, to still stay healthy? That is, whether they're using the fitness tracker or something else, how do we motivate them to stay healthy? There's a new tick-borne illness that we'll talk about. It's called the Bourbon virus. First person to send me, well, I'm not online today. I have some email questions from in advance, but I'm not online. I'll try and get online for the show. For the rest of the show, but I'm not online, so at the first break, I'll try and get online. But first person I was going to say who emails me why it's called the Bourbon virus would receive a gift of a book, but I'm not going to do that because I'm not online yet. So the Bourbon virus, deadly and unlike anything previously seen in tick-borne illness in the United States. Birth defects, a good news story here. Birth defects decrease with maternal supplementation with the essentially prenatal multivitamins, that is multiple micronutrients. It isn't just iron and folic acid alone. They did that experiment in people who were only getting iron and folic acid, so this isn't, was done in Bangladesh, gave them a multivitamin, a prenatal multivitamin versus iron and folate, decreased birth defects, decreased premature births. Music for kids. Does it improve cognitive function for a lifetime? Well, obviously, if I'm saying it, I'm going to tell you it does. My top health book of the week, we'll do that at the end of the first hour, and we'll do it into the second hour. By the way, we have all on RadioMD archived 15 years, I think this is, 14 plus years of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, are archived on RadioMD.com. It's probably only 13 years it was called You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Before that, we called it the Real Age Radio Show. But in any case, it's all archived under You, the Owner's Manual. And you can go to RadioMD usually by Tuesday afternoon and hear the previous 2 hours of show that weekend. And then you can get all the hours from 14 years archived. The guest this top at the bottom of the hour, this first hour, is going to be Dr. Timothy France. He's called the Hear Doctor after instead of the Ear Doctor. He's an ear, nose, and throat specialist who wrote the book, if you will, Hearing Loss, Facts and Fiction, Seven Secrets to Better Hearing. We're going to talk to him about hearing aids. Who should get them? Do you know that 20% of Americans are deficient in or don't have normal hearing? He's going to tell us how we can test it easily and how you can get the hearing aid that works for you. That is, a lot of people don't get hearing aids. One, they're expensive. Two, they're not covered by most insurance plans. And three, they often don't work. And he's going to tell you how to get one that works. Key point segment, Well Beyond Wellness. Do you know, and we'll call this the Automega segment in the second hour, so I won't talk about it now other than it's a key to learning in school. Gary Ginsberg will join us in the second hour, too. If you don't get the second hour, I apologize. The first hour is sensational oven by itself. So let's get into it. The first key section is that Well Beyond Wellness piece, which is... How does calorie restriction prolong life? This is a very interesting story. 21 of 23 animal species, it's definitive that restricting calories by 15 to 30%, now that's hard to do if you're human, but 15 to 30% prolongs life by about 50% and improves the quality of life all those years. We think that's related to less mitochondrial damage. Your mitochondria are the bacterial-looking structure that's inside every cell but your red cells, and they provide energy. They are DNA that provide energy. They take glucose and through a complicated series of reactions produce ATP, which gives you the energy to function. And in one of the stories we talked about last week that I thought was the key story of last week, maybe the key of the year, is that the longer your mitochondria, the more mitochondrial DNA you have, the less frailty you have in the next few years. So that short DNA or less DNA in your mitochondria, that's due to the fact that your mitochondria produce energy. And if you have free radical damage, say from big meals we often thought of, well, it damages that mitochondria, which then goes on to not produce as much. And I always thought that was how calorie restriction worked, by decreasing the damage to your mitochondria. This is a very molecular understanding. If you're missing amino acids, cysteine and methionine, and if you go on calorie restriction, you're missing a little bit of all your amino acids. Well, if you miss those, you produce hydrogen cyanide in a little greater degree in your cells. And that hydrogen cyanide somehow protects your cells against damage and increases lifespan. If you provide cysteine and methionine to the animals, and they specifically looked at two species, well, three, worms, flies, and yeast, if they provided methionine and cysteine, that is, they weren't short in their calorie-restricted diets, they got no benefit from calorie restriction. So the question is, could you figure out a way of changing what you eat before surgery to have better outcomes? Can you change what you eat normally by avoiding cysteine and methionine, even if you eat normal amounts of calories, and still get the benefit of calorie restriction? Well, this is a study that appeared on December 23rd in Cell of this year, and the answers to those questions aren't known. We think that the implication is your diet should be low in methionine and cysteine. How do you get there? Well, this is a problem because methionine and cysteine are high, are branched chain, and are protective against inflammation to blood vessels and seem to decrease the incidence of cancer. That is, when you have broccoli and cauliflower, those things have methionine and cysteine in them. And so we're going to have to come back to you next week and talk to you. We'll talk to the guest, the author of this paper, how do you avoid cysteine and methionine. And that is the top story of the week. That is, calorie restriction may be good for you and may be able to be done without calorie restriction. We'll be back shortly. When we come back, we're going to talk about sick weather states. Why do some states has twice as much illness as others? What states are worse for you to live in and to locate? And why are we buying so many fitness trackers if we're not using them? How do we get to use them more in the tick-borne illness that's new? We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalief Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalief Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalief Oasis product and all the great Prevalief products at Prevalief.com. PrevaLeaf.com to stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalief.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.